American transgender person. I was going to just call myself a transgender. I use he, they pronouns. I came out 581 days ago on January 3rd of 2021. And up until then, I'd known I was trans for 2 years. It was wild, to say the least. I want to say that it was coming out made everything better, but at the same time, the lesser, as accepting as my family was, things did get really confusing, and I was kind of opening up myself to get hurt because I was went in with this expectation that everyone would have already known, and that was not the case, despite me being very aware of it for the past 2 years. I came out to my immigrant grandparents for no reason other than the fact that I was tired of hearing my birth name so much. And when I did, my immigrant Taiwanese grandmother, who has been in this country for longer than I've been alive and came here with nothing, gave me a 5-minute at least speech about how I should keep this quiet because I was going to ruin my life when I figured out that this wasn't true. So I definitely didn't cry on the way home because that was definitely not saddening at all. And I was actually not the first trans kid in my family. For Taiwanese people, at least in Taiwan, the current political climate is the most friendly to queer people compared to the rest of Asia. We are the first country to have legalized gay marriage, and I'm pretty proud of that. But that doesn't mean that my family, that doesn't mean that I didn't have the greatest time coming out. And what I was talking to my therapist about it this morning, about how, because of course I'm in therapy, I was talking back to her about how it was so interesting to me that the level of acceptance I've received from my family is something I'm lucky to have. I'm lucky to still live in my house. I'm lucky to go to school and openly identify as trans. I'm lucky to be here. And that's not something I had to think about when I was convinced I was cis or straight. And it's weird to think that to have this very basic human right of being loved by your family is something I'm supposed to be grateful for. And I have friends who do not have that. I know a lot of people who don't have that. And here I am, still alive, for some reason, considering the fact I was part of the 45% of trans people, of queer people who considered suicide last year. And I was just thinking about how, I'm all over the place, apologies, but I was thinking about how we exist in the world where privilege is, for us as queer and minority people, is to exist. And I think I cried over that several times because I was like, wow, that's great, that's funny. And then my therapist told me, that's a great observation, I'm sorry. And I was like, yeah, that's fair. So yeah. And I think part of me taking advantage of my luck is to be able to talk about it and to be able to create an environment in which myself and my peers and people who come after me can actually exist and not have to be grateful for existing in a way that someone cis or straight can. So, yeah, thank you. Yeah.